AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Due in court this morning, Joyce Mitchell, the New York prison worker accused of helping two killers escape last month from the prison in Dannemora. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
Joyce Mitchell pleaded not guilty after her arrest in June. Authorities said she smuggled hacksaw blades and other tools into the prison by hiding them in frozen meat she placed in a refrigerator in the tailor shop where she worked.
This morning, Mitchell will hear the charges against her read aloud in court. Her lawyer has said he is hoping for a plea agreement. Somebody has been sending suspicious packages to government buildings in Oregon, according to police. We are hearing that the Grant County Sheriff was taken to a hospital after he opened an envelope addressed to him that had a white powder in it. He had some sort of physical reaction, say authorities, although we don't have any details. The ban has ended, but the debate hasn't. The Boy Scouts are lifting their ban on gay adult leaders, but church-sponsored scout units will still be allowed to keep the ban in place for religious reasons. John Stemberger with a Christian scouting alternative group called Trail Life USA says
it's just very difficult managing boys, and you don't need to throw open homosexuality or any sexuality on that. Sex and politics have no business in youth programs like that. And this is going to inject basically that into the veins of the program.
But Eric Hay, who's with the group called Scouts for Equality, says lifting this ban was the right thing to do.
I guarantee you there's going to be a lot of people that are going to be coming into the Boy Scouts because of their ending the discrimination.
Now that Boston is out of the running to host the 2024 Olympics, the International Olympic Committee is encouraging the U.S. to come up with another candidate. Several IOC board members we talked to this morning mentioned Los Angeles as a possibility. The Boston mayor knocked Boston out of the running by refusing to cover Olympic cost overruns. This is AP Radio News. Every few years, the winds shift and the water in the Pacific gets warmer than usual and leads to changes in the weather around the world. It's El Niño, and it's coming, probably the largest in well over a decade, say forecasters. Our science writer Seth Borenstein explains it and what it means to you.
It should give us a milder winter this upcoming year in much of the United States. It'll be wetter in much of the southern United States. These are all good things. As a matter of fact, there have been studies that show the last time we had a really big El Nino in the United States benefited by about $22 billion in its economy.
Now to the recent deaths of 18 endangered whales whose carcasses found floating near Alaska's Kodiak Island. A scientist working on the case says researchers may never be able to figure out what happened to them. The whales were discovered between Memorial Day weekend and early July. Most of them were too decomposed for sampling. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.